continue to allow the development, the nightly rental, versus just single out individual owners, giving them the right and somebody else not the right.
That's not before this commission. It's not an application.
Sir, I need for you to respect the process and not speak out. Yeah, to me, the way it would have been nice if all 10 would have come before. Because that's at the zoning meeting, that's how we would have done. That's how we would have.
Yes, exactly.
All 10 would have been approved.
Is there another one coming through next month?
Yeah.
I would agree with that. These folks live all over the world. My guy that I'm representing, he's in Oregon. And so it's not that they don't. That's why I'm here, because she said you need to be here.
Mine's in Alaska.
And so it's not that they don't find that this is an important meeting to have, and they're going to be waiting for the phone call. It's just they're not all able to come.
Did Blake apply?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Do we have enough information to move forward or not move forward? Again, we're just doing an approval or a denial for a recommendation of the Taney County Commission. So it's purely, and as we see, they voted down what we approved on the last development.
I make a motion that you accept the six representatives of I rentals.
Okay. With that motion, I'm going to have to read this. We're going to have to do one for each rezoning, but I'll try to be quick, and that we'll know after the first one, I think, if it's going to, with the vote, pass or not pass. But we've got a motion to recommend approval of the application 21-013 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Vidar and Catherine Lagarde, for the parcels located at 1707 Lakeshore Drive, Building 4, Unit 1, to be rezoned from R3 Zoning District to NR3 Zoning District in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. So do we have a second for that motion? Got a motion, a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Opposed? Did you get that, Scott?
5-3. I just missed the second for my notes. With Tom, okay. 5-3, motion carries for case number 2113, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so the next one is 21-015, so got a motion to approve that one to keep the process going. The second of the six.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, a second. Okay, and this motion would be or a motion to recommend approval of application 21-015 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Rob Hefner for the parcels located at 1707 Lakeshore Drive, Building 2, Unit 3. To be rezoned from R3 zoning district to NR3 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. So, any further discussion on that? All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? So, motion carries. Next one, One Briarwood LLC, motion to approve. Got a motion, second.
Okay.
Got a motion, second. And the motion here is motion to recommend approval of application 21-016 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by One Briarwood LLC for the parcels located at 1707 Lakeshore Drive, Building 2, Unit 1, to be rezoned from R3 zoning district to NR3 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand. Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same vote. Motion carries. Getting closer. Do we have a motion to approve 1707 Lakeshore Drive, number 8, Trust? Have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion.
Got a motion. We got a second? Okay, the motion to recommend approval of application. I want to be sure I stay on top of this. 21-017 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by 1707 Lakeshore Drive, number 8, Trust, for the parcels located at 1707 Lakeshore Drive, Building 2, Unit 8, to be rezoned from R3 zoning district to NR3 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have, do we have a motion for approval for Daniel Wilson? Keep the energy level up. Let's go.
I'll make a motion.
Got a motion? Second? Okay, second? Okay. The motion to recommend approval of application 21-018 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Daniel Wilson for the parcel located at 1707 Lakeshore Drive, Building 5, Unit 1. To be rezoned from R3 zoning district to NR3 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So we are down to the final last one. A motion for Benton Clark. Can I get a motion for approval?
I'll make a motion.
Got the motion. Second?
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. And we've motion and to recommend approval of application 21-019 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Benton Clark for the parcels located at 1707 Lakeshore Drive, Building 2, Unit 4. To be rezoned from R3 zoning district to NR3 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And I think that knocks out all six of them. Scott.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, hang on just a second. So I know we got a lot of applications and a long night, but in Section 45 Zoning District and Regulation Changes, Section 45001B, a zoning district change may be initiated by passing a resolution, therefore by the Planning Commission on its own initiative, or by an application of one or more owners or lessees of property within the area proposed to be changed or affected by said resolution. So these applications were for specific units, but you as the Planning Commission can pass a resolution if you feel like the zoning, as you indicated, should be for the whole
building.
Yeah, I mean, you have the ability right there.
I don't think you can do that when they're not here.
I mean, we would.
Well, they can still do single-family residential in R1.
And we would have done it if we would have known it when we were doing the zoning maps.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just throwing back one more right. a little then, bit. I knew it was in there April, somewhere that you guys do have the ability done. To initiate your own resolution to pass to the county commission as a recommendation. Whether you do it now or in the future, I mean, I just wanted to make you aware.
One option would be just let this one go and see what the county commission does, and then we've got one coming next month.
Correct.
And then if there's any chance there could be some others that come with it would be
right,
awesome
be great.
To,
okay.
yep.
yeah, to do
yep.
to do that. So
I read you Lima Charlie.
Can I have a minute?
Thank you.
On this?
Yep, we'll make sure we
We worked on the zoning map for a year.
Yes, sir.
We had 9 different meetings in all parts of the county. I know there's out state owners. There were a lot of local people that saw those maps. During the course of those 9 meetings, I don't know how many realtors are in Candy County, but I saw 4. So there should have been represented somewhere that you can let folks know what was going on in the county. We worked on it for a year. That's why I voted no. I would be more inclined to look at it from maybe a special use permit. You guys have got a way out of point. You bought it for nightly rentals. You did your diligence. You got papers to nightly rentals. This is a real gray area. But I voted no because I don't think we need to change the zoning map. And I just wanted to go on the record and let you know why I voted
no. I appreciate it. And one comment I would say is I can't speak for realtors that are local. And I can't speak for all the other owners, but what I can say for me individually, I live in Tulsa, so I'm not too far away, although that may seem like a foreign country. But all I can say is I never heard any word, and had I had just received notification in the mail like we did for this hearing, it would have been very easy for me to say, okay, wow, what in the world's going on here?
Right.
And then I would have been on it. As we both say in both states, like stink on you know what, and would have tackled it at that point.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
I don't mean to seem contrary.
Not at all. I completely. You put a lot of work in it.
One of the rules of nightly rentals is you have somebody that's put by on tracks to take care of the nightly rental. And I can't imagine in a year that they wouldn't have heard about
it. Yeah, no, that's crazy because we use the company that handles a large percentage of the nightly rentals case cleaning service.
Mm-hmm.
And they had no idea, no idea whatsoever.
So,
yes, sir. Thank you.
So Monday, December 20th.
9 a.m., right?
Is it 9 a.m.?
Yes. Thank goodness. My grandson's birthday is that night.
So y'all are done if you guys want to head out to sort of thin the crowd, unless you want to hang out for more entertainment.
Presley, will you check if there's anyone for the next application in the hall, please?
I just forgot to say thank you for your time.
You did a good presentation.
Thank you.
It's messed up.
5 minutes?
That would have been I just think it should have been all
special use.
I hate
the way, I dislike the way things are done.
Just
that's the legal way to do it. I don't agree with that. But we,
people are still
we go through that all the time.
Way out of work.
It's really confusing.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know if we can do that.
It doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that well. That'll help.
Okay, we're going to move on to conditional use permit. Proposed nightly rental at 3649 State Highway F.
So your applicant, did we get everybody, Presley? Applicant James Dewsbury is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing 2-bedroom single-family home located at 3649 State Highway F. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, property is approximately 17.9 acres in size, currently has